Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Checkoff Chat. I am visiting with Whitney Wallace. And Whitney, we just have an event taking place here in Missouri, the Missouri Livestock Symposium. Tell us a little bit about this event.
Well, the Missouri Livestock Symposium is an annual event for livestock farmers and ranchers and folks within the industry to gather together. And it just took place the beginning of December, and so it was a great opportunity for the Missouri Beef Industry Council to be present and talking about what the checkoff is doing directly with cattle farmers and ranchers from Missouri.
I know that the council has been involved with this event for a while, I believe. What are some of the ways that you participate in the symposium?
This year we are again asked to provide some breakout sessions and talk about what the checkoff is up to and some new information about beef. So we talk not only about educational outreach and promotional programs that Missouri Beef Industry Council is involved in, but we also held a special session where we had Bridget Wasser, who came to demonstrate different beef cuts that have been developed through beef checkoff research. And so it was a great opportunity to show new products that have been developed and how that impacts beef farmers and ranchers on the farm level.
How would you describe participation in this year's event, and what does it really mean to Missouri beef producers to have this kind of involvement?
You know, the folks that we were able to interact with were very welcoming of our messages and just really intent on learning about the different beef cuts that have been developed through the beef checkoff, and also learning about how NBIC has invested those checkoff dollars in the past few years. And so it was great to connect with them and get feedback from farmers and ranchers across the state. And as far as the beef cutting session and information and education they were learning from Bridget, it's just really a great way to tie it all together, that farm-to-fork message of putting it into relatable terms where farmers and ranchers can see the finished product and understand what new cuts are developed and how that plays a role through the investment from the beef checkoff.
Well, you know, we're coming up on a pretty big holiday season, so I guess we just want to maybe remind folks out there, consumers, producers alike, that beef is a great addition to the holiday festivities, isn't it?
Beef is a wonderful addition to the holidays. You know, the checkoff did some research here in the past year and found out that beef is America's favorite protein. And when it comes to telling your family and friends, I love you, consumers choose beef more than any other protein because beef really does send that message of love and appreciation. So as you are planning your holiday meals, I'd encourage you to go to mobeef.org and check out the holiday recipes. We've got a variety of recipes you can utilize, all the way from appetizers and finger foods to serve for casual parties, all the way to roasts that you can prepare for a formal dinner.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. That's Whitney Wallace with the Missouri Beef Industry Council. And that is your Checkoff Chat. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.